In Parshas Yisroi, we read about the most famous Shver in Jewish history. Yisroi Chayse Moshe. Yisroi, the father-in-law of Moshe Rabbeinu. So what motivated Yisroi to join Klal Yisrael? So the Gemara says, you heard about Matan Torah, the great revelation at Har Sinai. But if that's the case, the sequence recorded in the Torah is not in chronological order. Why did the Torah place the story of Yisroi before Matan Torah? So a beautiful explanation for Rav Shach. He said, by placing the episode of Yisroi before Kabbalah Satira, the Torah wants to teach us a great midah of Yisroi that we can all emulate. Yisroi was a paradigmatic listener. The Pasuk says, Vayishma Yisroi. Yisroi wasn't just a passive listener. He listened with great attention and diligence. The Pasuk says, Shamu Amim Rigazin. All the nations of the world heard about Hashem intervening with nature by Kriyas Yamsuf and all the other miracles that were performed on behalf of the Jewish people. It was all over the news. Mainstream media, social media, the network stopped their regularly scheduled programming and went wall-to-wall coverage with Kriyas Yamsuf. Everyone tuned in for a few moments, but then switched the channel. However, Yisro heard it and it made an impact on him. Rashi says, Ma Shmi Ashama Iva. Yisro heard and he came. Yisro got off his recliner and did something about it. Yisro left everything behind. He traveled to the desert and joined Klal Yisrael. Yisro was influenced by what he heard. He took it as a call for action. He said, history is being made, and I need to investigate this. We hear things every day. We hear about terrorist attacks on our brothers in Israel. We hear about hostages living in dark tunnels being brutally starved and tortured. We hear about young people in our community that are dealing with grave illnesses. But does it make us spring into action? Do we do anything differently, or is it business as usual? By naming a parsha after Yisro, the Torah is teaching us that true hearing means choosing to be affected by what we hear and taking action, and making a commitment to make a difference. Along those lines, there's an amazing idea from Chaim Shmulevitz. Chazal say, Ra'asa Shivcha Le'yam, at the splitting of the Yamsuf, even a maidservant was able to perceive Mashaloi Ra Yecheskel Ben Buzi, what the great Navi Yecheskel couldn't grasp with his prophecy. As from Chaim Shmulevitz, if a maidservant was capable of such clarity, if a Shivcha experienced such a powerful revelation of Hashem, why refer to her as a lowly Shivcha? Why don't we know any Navi called Shivcha? We know of Yecheskel, we have a Sefer Yecheskel, we know about his greatness, but we don't know anything about the Shivcha. What's her name? What's her prophecy? Reb Chaim Shmulevitz gave a classic answer. You know why she remains anonymous? Vaziz geblieben a Shivcha. Because she remained a servant. This watershed moment in world history didn't change her. It had absolutely no impact on her. If a person doesn't commit to allowing a unique moment in their life alter their perception, they will remain completely unchanged, no matter how moving that experience was. Klal Yisrael did not let that moment pass. They did something about it. At Kriyas Yamsuf, the Jewish people exclaimed in unison, Zekeli Vanveyu. They implied, we will take this moment of inspiration with us, Vanveyu, by building a Beis HaMikdash, a home and a dwelling place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a place where we can constantly go and regain and relive this unbelievable connection to Hashem we just experienced. Rav Shalom Rabashkin said an incredible story. When he was in prison, he met a man. He looked very decent, very well spoken. And frankly, he said, he looked a little out of place there. So one day, Rav Shalom struck up a conversation with him. And he asked him, what are you in for? He tells him, Rabbi, you wouldn't believe it. I live in close proximity to the Jewish community in Lakewood. I'm serving a life sentence without parole for committing murder in the first degree. This is so out of character for me. I never had a criminal record. Not even so much as a parking ticket. So what happened? So he says, one day I was at work, and someone got me angry, and I saw a knife on the table. I picked it up and I stabbed him. And the guy later died. And they deemed it as premeditated murder, so I'm doing life. And Rav Shalom asked him, what got into you to commit such a heinous crime? And he says, just a few days before this incident, I was watching this violent movie, and I remembered that this is exactly what happened to the character in the movie. Someone upset him, he picked up a sharp object, and he stabbed this guy. So I copied him. I did what he did. Now I'm in here for the rest of my life. Anytime we witness something or we hear something, subconsciously, it has an indelible impact on us. We have to take the necessary steps to have it influence us in the most positive way. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.